scattering due to high Z nuclei and original friction force and the synchrotron radiation and no control stamp and they said the results show that argon gas density required for successful runaway electron mitigation are within the limitation of the emissaries to heat disruption mitigation system. And formation and termination of runaway electron in disruptions and studied in other models using the simple 0D model and also Monte Carlo simulation of the runaway electron behavior in the presence of magnetic perturbations are also reported. And now I'm going to present the result of the gyrokinetic simulations, transport simulations. And before going to the turbine transport simulation, I summarize the nonlinear gyrokinetic simulation codes presented in this conference. One is the continuum distribution function using the global case and GCELA and GKNET. This GKNET is a very new name, so this is the first time presented. And the second category is the flux tube continuum code, GKVZ, gyro and GS2. And GKV and G are electromagnetic and helical configuration can be applied. And the gyro and the GS2 is electrostatic code. And third category is the particle in cell, BIC, discrete type single simulation code, GTC, XDC1, and LFIRE. And this is essentially the global code, and the old code you think that can describe the electromagnetic. And the first example of the turbulent transport in tokamaks is and multi-scale ITG simulations, ITG TEM ITG simulations. Since the mass ratio is very large for electrons and ions, it is rather difficult to describe both electrons and ions with real mass ratio. And but recently, the computer available computer resources become large, so we can so my Amazon can run the code, and their results show simulation results show the interaction of the short wavelengths mode and high long wavelengths mode, and the red line is this new result, and ion energy diffusivity is increasing compared with only the ion is included, not the electron included. On the other hand, electron diffusivity decreases due to the shear effect of the due to the zonal flow. Electron contribution is becomes small, and the ion effect is ion contribution is staying in the increases compared to the single only the ion without electron contribution. And the next example, recently the gyrokinetic transport turbine transport simulation has some discussion on the transport shortfall, and this is the gyrokinetic simulation suggests shows the result thermal diffusivity, ion thermal diffusivity becomes low in the edge regions, and but several there are many discussions on this subject, and this in this conference, gene code results are shown that the the summer diffusivity is very sensitive to the profile, density and temperature profiles. So small change of oil, change in within error bar show gives the same the close to the experimental observations. And on the other hand, XGC1 suggests that the boundary condition is very important, and their simulation, including the soil region, does not show the shortfall, and therefore such a boundary condition is important in the there the XGC group are great. And there are several other simulation code that exist, and one is a code turbulent global code using by Madera-san. It's a GKNet code shows the intermittent burst due to the long correlation lengths. And also, momentum transport is analyzed by Kislak and Newman code, and comparison with Tokamak experiments is also done by the many groups. These are the Tokamak turbulent transport, and but in the in helical plasma, we need a sleep. We do not assume the asymmetry, and we have to include the real magnetic field geometry, so it is rather difficult. So, in this conference, Dr. Herantzler showed the results using the UTPREP and the G-code, and they claimed that the depth turbulence and transport when the density gradient is large. The right graph shows the gradient. Density gradient dependence of the summer diffusivity, and the red line is the case of helical system, Bernstein's case, and the blue line is the Tokamak case. And similar calculation was done also LHD, including the electromagnetic effect. And this this graph figure shows the right hand side. Left hand side is the case, low beta case, and right hand side case is a high beta case. And you can see that this, the structure, colloidal structure is different. And in the low beta case, the structure is the radial direction, but the high beta case, the structure is just a crossing. And they claim that this is the mechanism that. The deduction of summer diffusivity in high beta case. And but the second item is the reduced transport model. And because the nonlinear turbulence simulation is very time consuming, I think computer resource consuming, that we and also simulation is for the individual modeling requires a very fast. Transport estimate. Therefore, reduced transport model, any kind of, some kind of reduced transport model has been proposed. And this is one of the examples proposed by Yunami-san. And it has required computer resource very decreased. And Michael, and also Dr. Terry. Presented the finite beta effect of the gyrokinetic simulations, and he shows the results for Tokamak and RFP, and the microturbulence at finite beta has affected by finite beta effect reduces the diffusivity also, and also. These are the gyrokinetic turbulent transport result, and turbulence transport is also analyzed in several reported, and find the non-local transport from including the edge and core, and the radi structure is obtained, and several results are obtained, but I didn't like to skip that time is not so immediate. And also turbulent physics means that the physics of turbulent itself, it has been also studied, investigated by several group, and they show that some non-linear structure is very important. And the second item is that some staircase type structure is observed in experiment in simulations, like the previous. This also show this Imadarasan's simulation result show the staircase-like structures, and such a structure can be explained by the avalanche type and granulation can explain such a behavior. Okay, and now go to the more detail of the GAM transport, and one is the GAM physics, and the nonlinear excitation kind of GAM is also analyzed, and the nonlinear code, and I'd like to skip this one. And next one is the item in the LHC transitions and the limit cycle oscillations are reported by Stabler, and also using the fluid dynamics, fluid turbulence model, neoclassical force using transition above a power threshold can be reproduced and compatible with experimental observations. And there are several reports on the LHC transition and also the barrier formation of the, some edge and the internal transport barriers. And another topic is the poloidal asymmetry in the edge regions, and using the Bitts-Solms code and the MPD profile is calculated, and poloidal asymmetry has been taken. And there are other topic transport issues I include this one. And in the SOL plasmas, advanced diverter is also proposed several proposals, and X diverter and snowflake diverter is analyzed. But I think this presentation are reported in the theory section, but also in the technology section, many calculations are reported. And also plasma material interaction. This time, this conference, there is not so many, and the effect of the tungsten melt damage were reported. But in this conference, the material itself, physics of material itself is not reported. And next is stability analysis. And this is the simple starting with the low end MHD mode, and many MHD analysis has been reported, including ideal and resistive MHD mode. And another is calculation is MHD itself, and recently analysis usually includes the effect of flow, poloidal and toroidal flows are included in the analysis. And also, MHD mode in the helical plasma is calculated using the 3D MHD code. And pressure-driven mode in Hamiltonian equilibria is calculated, and the effect of RMB is included. And let's skip this one. And next item is the lighting particle effect, and many papers on alpha and eigenvalue are reported, and Todo-san to report the using the mega code and eigen mode and fast ion radial profile are consistently calculated. Okay, and another calculation is using the DTC peak simulation code to analyze the TAE in this 3D, and they obtained the radial structure and compared with the experimental results and the good limits obtained. And alpha eigenmode is also important in the ETA case, and there are many calculations on ETA has been reported. One is the systematic calculation of alpha eigenmode using the idle MHC code Mishka and the kinetic code Castor K. And they say that N equal 20 and 330 is the most unstable for the 50 mega ampere baseline scenario. And the energy particle confinement is also studied, and due to including the effect of magnetic perturbations. And also, there are many, papers are reported. And particles are also generated by the RF waves, and there are several papers on each RF frequencies. And IHRF wave is, the paper on the IHRF wave is mainly on the antenna, wave antennas related to the IHRF antennas and the RFCs and the wave excited in the peripheral SOL region is affect the heating efficiency. Therefore, such a calculation is also reported. And the low hybrid resonance heating is mostly analyzed in the already calculated, but a new method is the particle simulation of the RF waves, which is not only a very narrow region, but the global plasma tokamak cross section is reported using the DTC code. And the electron site proton wave, in this conference, not so many analysis on the, using the HRF waves in the cell resections. And also non-inductive and non-RF current drive method using the coaxial helicity injection is also reported. And it also describes the behavior of the tokamak, our future machines. We need a description of all the plasma cross-section and also all the post-discharge time, and therefore we need the integrated modeling. Therefore, there are several activities of integrated modeling. And first, we show the result using the topics, and we make transport analysis, including the effect of NTV, nuclear toroidal viscosity. In this case, we include the 3D magnetic configurations, and it requires a lot of time to calculate the coefficient. And they show the result consistent with the experiment. And also, core SOL coupling is all reported from the previous conferences. And there is several integrated modeling framework development. And in this conference, United US group shows the OM fit, and this is one of the integrated modeling frameworks to combine the many modules. And in addition to the such a framework, OM fit group shows the transport modeling based on the neural networks, and using the experimental result developing a transport model. And another integrated modeling framework is IMAS, ITER, Integrated Modeling Analysis Suite, is also reported. And using such a modeling framework, one application it shows that for the demo scenario analysis. And in this case, Dr. Dirichlet's analysis is using three levels. Most simple one is a 0D analysis, and second one is a 1D steady state analysis. And the third level is the most complicated one, using 1.5 and the time dependent analysis. Such a level structure is important. And at the end of my talk, final remarks is that since Fusion Energy Conference 2012, remarkable progress has been made in many areas in theory, modeling, and simulation of magnetic fusion clusters. Increase of available computational resource has enabled us to challenge new subjects in simulation research. The collaboration between experiment and theory has become an indispensable part of the research activities. In addition, the collaboration between fusion technology such as demo design and theory is also growing. This tendency will continue. And I hope further progress in next 2 years, and also hope that long-standing issues such as density limit are clearly solved, at least in theoretical points of view. At the end of my talk, I thank the organizing committee and the IAEA, and also the participants of this conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fukuyama-sensei, for your very, very good summary covering all theory areas.